You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Well, welcome to the third and final session of our Nourish the Self meditation series. This whole series has really been an exploration of the physiology of vulnerability, like what is actually happening as we touch into vulnerability and why we would do so. And this session tonight, I hope, is going to sort of wrap it up for us. And we're going to start it this evening with a fairy tale or a myth, which I've heard from several different people and places, all in sort of tiny little iterations. And this is mine. So it begins a long time ago in a kingdom far, far away. And there was a king, and there was a queen, and there was a dragon. And the dragon made things terribly unpleasant in this village. And so the king, being a good king, goes to the dragon and says, "I have to ask you to stop. You're terrorizing the villagers and making everything so unpleasant." And the dragon thinks about it and says, "You know, okay, I would be willing to stop terrorizing your village in exchange for your daughter's hand in marriage." So the king and queen go home and they tell the daughter what the dragon has proposed. And the daughter, being the good daughter that is in all myth, says, "Of course, I would be happy to marry a dragon for the village." But she's also a very wise daughter. And so she goes to visit the crone. And she sits at the feet of the crone and tells the story of what's about to happen. And the crone says, "You have nothing to worry about." She says, "You must go out and buy 7 wedding dresses," and then proceeds to whisper quite a bit in the daughter's ears. So the daughter does as she's instructed. She shows up on the wedding day with a smile on her face, and she marries the dragon. And they go back to the dragon's castle at the end of the day, and it's coming towards evening, and the dragon says, "Well, my dear, shall we retire to the marital chambers?" And the good daughter says, "Yes, of course, dear. However, in a sign of equality in this marriage, I have to ask that for every article of clothing I remove, you also remove something." And the dragon's sort of surprised, but he also thinks, "Okay, I'm in this," and says, "Yes, I will do so." And so the daughter removes a wedding dress, and the dragon removes a layer of scales. And the daughter has another wedding dress, and so goes another layer of scales. And this goes on until, I'm sure you can guess, at the very end, there was nothing but a handsome prince left. And this is what's happening, right? When we meditate, is breath by breath, minute by minute, we're removing layers of scales, right? This is what's happening. And so eventually what happens is we're sitting here in our vulnerability, in our nakedness, in a gentle and maybe a tender way. And how many of us have had horrible dreams about waking up somewhere and we're naked, right? This is like the definition of a bad dream. I went to school to take the test. I looked down. Oh my God, I'm naked, right? It's the definition of a bad dream because it feels so scary. And you'll remember from last week, we talked about vulnerability, the definition being uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. That is the stuff of nightmares. If we're not used to the feelings, if we don't know what to do with the feelings. And so the question of this entire series is, how do we care for ourselves? How do we nourish ourselves while still being brave enough to push that edge of uncertainty? Right? Because it's easy to say, well, I'm just going to keep that 7th wedding dress on. I'm just going to keep this one layer of scales just to be safe, right? We can all do that. But this is saying, no, 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 all the way. Mark Nepo defines it in this way. Our challenge each day is not to get dressed to face the world, but to unglove ourselves so that the doorknob feels cold, the car handle feels wet, and the kiss goodbye feels like the lips of another being, soft and unrepeatable. And so we're practicing in this way to unglove, but then be okay, right? Because it's so easy to be messy about it. It's so easy to go, yeah, I'm going to try this vulnerability thing out. We see this word 100 times a day now. It's so in vogue right now to be vulnerable, right? But how can we do it while still taking care of ourselves, while feeling strong? I don't have a good segue, so I'm just going to say I'm changing course, but I'm circling back around to give you the answer. I'm reading this book right now called The Course of Love. It's by an author named Alain de Botton. I hope I said that right. And this book has nothing to do about meditation, and of course, everything to do about meditation. And in the book, in this particular little paragraph, he writes so wisely about the beauty of a sulk. You know how you sulk, right? Like you're mad at your partner or your friend or your family member for something, and you're like in stony-faced silence with your arms crossed and you're not talking about it. Okay, so this is what he writes. At the heart of a sulk lies a confusing mixture of intense anger and an equally intense desire not to communicate what you're angry about. The sulker both desperately needs the other person to understand and yet remains utterly committed to doing nothing to help them to do so. The very need to explain forms the kernel of the insult. If the partner requires an explanation, he or she is clearly not worthy of one. Right? This is amazing stuff. I thought I was like dying when I read this. It's awesome. And as goes the external, so goes the internal, right? So how can we possibly say, I'm not going to feel that, but I'm really in touch with my emotions. I'm really in touch with my intuition or my feelings or my needs. We can't do it, right? In the same way, we can't really be in a loving, communicating relationship with somebody if we're not willing to talk about the things we're upset about, right? And so the author goes on to talk about, out of necessity, if you want a sustaining, loving relationship, you have to let go of the belief that somebody else can read your mind or your heart. And this practice is also saying, let go of the belief that like you can numb some of it and then be super in touch with other parts of it. It doesn't work that way. If you want to be communicative, you have to communicate. So in the instance of ourselves, if you want to be in touch with your feelings, you have to feel them, right? So our practice is to come home to ourselves. And rather than sit down in front of the TV, turn the TV on and ignore everything that's happening, can we sit down and say, how was your day? Right? Literally and metaphorically, how was your day? We sit and we meditate and we go, what's here? What's happening? And all we have to do, not that it's simple, but all we have to do is feel it, is say, I'm here. One of my favorite songs, probably of all time, is Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt. And I particularly love that song. You heard it on my playlist earlier, yeah. I play it a lot. One of my favorite line, and I try to never talk during it when I'm teaching yoga class, is she goes, how the hell can a person come home? No, how the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Right? We shouldn't do that, not with others and definitely not with ourselves. There has to be conversation. And I know I am not the only person who has thought to themselves, I am not going to think about that right now. I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm not going to feel that. I have said it all. And the truth is, the moment we do that, what we've just said is I'm numbing out to my life. I am leaving this present moment to go somewhere else. And this practice says you can't be home and somewhere else at the same time. Sit down, be here, and ask yourself how your day was. So we will practice. And we'll practice tonight in the way that we always do. We'll have about 10 minutes of guidance and 10 minutes of silence. And in that silence, the really beautiful part of the practice is when you stop worrying about what's happening. And instead, you just experience what's happening. Does that make sense? So rather than say, oh, I'm thinking too much, or I wish I wasn't thinking about this, or I wish I wasn't feeling this, could we just be really curious about what we are thinking about, what we are feeling. So if you've already been seated with your legs crossed, uncross, cross the other way. Let your hands rest down onto your lap, palms face down. When you're ready, you can let your eyes close. If you prefer, you can take a soft gaze down towards the earth. And together as a group here, nice deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that again, just inhaling, gathering up your day thus far. And exhale, let it go. Letting your breath fall to its own natural pace. Easy inhales, easy exhales. And just taking this moment to settle into your seat, into your practice. And you might begin here just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that invitation, you feel yourself land right here. Feeling the breath flow comfortably and easily. And feeling your full self seated and present. Noticing the length of your spine. Perhaps you can sit just a bit straighter. Crown of the head extending up to the sky. And the muscles through the face soften. And so the forehead smooths and broadens. And the skin around the eyes just softens any tension. And the jaw unclenches. And the lips and the tongue, they just relax a bit. You might even bring in just the hint of a smile. Just to remind yourself that this moment is welcome to be as it is. You might feel a few breaths move out across your collarbone. Settling your shoulder blades down the back just a bit. Maybe feeling down into the center of the chest as you breathe here. Just noticing the muscles in the chest. And feeling that same breath down in the belly. And letting the muscles through the belly relax. And in this way that we sit, with the back of our body holding us awake, and the front of our body softening and opening. This is that first layer of scales that we've removed. Just gently softening that outer casing, so that if it's possible, if it's safe for you today, you're not protecting right now. You're not guarding against. But rather, as we sit and we breathe, we welcome in. And so it's here that you'll turn your awareness to your breath, feeling the sensation of breathing in. And feeling the sensation of breathing out. Allowing yourself to feel the breath all the way into the body and all the way back out of the body. Letting the breath be that second layer of softening, of welcoming. And in a moment, we'll settle into our period of silence. And as we sit in silence together, we'll each just do our best to keep feeling the breath. Without description, without narration, you're just feeling. And in the background, a whole host of other things might happen. You might think a few thoughts or a million thoughts. You might get distracted by noises, by memories or to-do lists. And our only job here is to notice what's happening, what's showing up. And then without any other thought than that, simply returning to the breath. So you might notice that you're thinking and just say to yourself, ah, thinking. And come back and feel the next breath. You might find yourself writing a to-do list and you could just say to yourself, ah, planning. And come back to the next breath. And you might do that a million times while we sit in silence. Knowing that each time you notice and return to the breath, you are softening into that deeper, more vulnerable space. You are caring for yourself by welcoming in. Feeling your breath deep in here. Noticing if you drifted away where you went. And resting just another breath or two right in this open, aware space. Noticing perhaps how it feels to sit present, ungloved, and fully communicating with yourself. And when you're ready here, you can wiggle into your fingers and your toes. And gradually drawing the palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking a moment to simply honor yourself for carving out the time to sit still and to be naked and vulnerable with yourself. Deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram @merylarnett.